Welcome to episode 4 of the Odd Dad Out podcast. It's been about 3 weeks since my last show. We, in the meantime, had the baby, and it's just been a while kind of getting, you know, balanced and everything set back up into the house. This week, I actually just sat down with my wife. She wanted to kind of sit in on the show and be my guest for the week, so we just kind of sat down together and chatted and just, you know, you get a small sampling of us just being us for about an hour. Sorry for the audio quality. We were recording off the laptop microphone and it, you know, kind of sounds like we're far, far away underwater. That being said, it was a fun show and we just, you kind of get just a taste of what it's like, just our twisted sense of humor. I apologize also for the giggle fit. It's just kind of, it was fun getting to sit down with her and us just being us and being silly. Also, you get to hear the new intro that I've put together after weeks of fiddling and searching the interwebs. You know, featuring the music of Kevin MacLeod and a small little tidbit from our oldest son, Charlie. So, without further ado, here is Charlie and episode 4 of the Odd Dad Out podcast.
Beginning Odd Dad Out podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, welcome to episode 4 of the Odd Dad Out podcast. As usual, I am your host, Adam, and tonight, I actually have a guest. Holy shit, I have a guest. From the... I'm sorry, it's a new experience for me this time. I actually have somebody else to talk to besides myself. From the... What is the name of your blog? I can't remember. I'm jumbling the words off the top of my head.
Normal for the Spider
blog, and the other side of my bed, there's my wife. My wife, Rihanna, is joining us tonight.
Hello.
And what are we going to talk about? I don't know.
It's your show.
I know, but you're here. You're the guest. We can kind of, you know, we're going off of your, you know, it's about you tonight. It's not about me. I've got 4 shows of about me so far, you know.
I've been asking you to do the many side effects of maternal sleep deprivation for weeks, and you haven't.
I haven't done a show in 3 weeks. We're sitting here.
That's probably one of the side effects of, well, paternal sleep deprivation.
Yeah, that would definitely be one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping because there's another person in the room now. That's kind of a problem.
Yeah, there's another person in the bed now.
Well, there's that too. There's that whole natural feeding method kind of, you know, gets to be...
But it's cheap.
I'll give you that, it's cheap. I don't know. It's different talking to somebody else, and the fact that it's you sitting here... I know you wanted to talk about the Raiders game from last week.
Well, from a couple weeks ago, yeah, the Raiders actually won. Last week, this last game, they didn't win so much.
Oh, yeah. They didn't win so much. Like, there's winning and losing in football. It's pretty much clear cut.
They didn't win.
They didn't win. But it's the Raiders. They should be used to that.
Yeah, I mean, at least it looked like they showed up. You know, generally when they lose, it looks like they didn't even show up. But this time, you know, I think the score was 12-20, so not too bad.
That's good by Raider standards. For those of you, you know, playing the home game, my wife is a native Texan, but for some weird reason, she's a diehard Raiders fan. So, oh, speaking of, that's a good way to jump onto something here. You... Don't look at me like that.
There's no jumping onto anything. Sorry.
Good, you know, point of interest. You heard about they're talking about building that new stadium out there. They're talking about, like, building a stadium outside of L.A. that the Raiders and the Chargers are supposed to share.
Yeah, there's talks about that. There's also still talks of San Antonio picking up the Raiders. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's like two competing plans. Both of them are outside LA, but it's essentially going to be moving both teams to LA, sharing the stadium, and one of them is changing they're changing conferences. I mentioned I don't follow sports. I don't know football.
Well, that would be interesting because the Chargers and the Raiders are in the same conference, in the same division. So
I heard that's why they had to do it. They're like, if they're sharing a stadium, then they're going to have to change conferences. They're going to be completely different divisions, so that they would basically, they just arrange the schedule so never have to share the stadium at a time.
I just don't see the Raiders sharing very well. I mean, have they seen the Raiders? Have they seen the Raiders fans? They're not very good at sharing or peopling.
But they'd be moving the team to L.A. And they'd theoretically be moving both teams to L.A.
I think that Oakland is really the only place that can handle the Raiders, though.
I don't know. There's enough crazy bastards in L.A. I don't know. But I think if they move the Raiders from San Francisco, they'd be pissed.
If they move the Raiders to
San Francisco? Sorry. And you just said Oakland, too. I'm stupid. If they move the Raiders, shut up. I don't follow sports, and I really don't give two shits about California. if they moved the Raiders, the fans would be pissed. Because
the Raiders would be pissed.
The team would be pissed. It was like, they'd have to come. It was like, oh, I'm not moving to no Los Angeles. It's like, fuck that shit. I'm staying here. Okay, you're fired. Fire the whole fucking team. We're just going to hire a whole new team once we get to L.A.
Well, I mean, that's kind of the Raiders' MO. They do that every year, so.
But it'd be interesting to see how that all comes out. Because there's just so much talk about it. Like that shared stadium plan, that there's competing bids on the, you know, competing ideas in slightly different areas, and oh, who's going to bring what to the table and all that stuff. So
that'd be interesting.
Yeah. See, this is how we have conversations, though. We reach an end point, and then it becomes, oh fuck, where are you now? We're watching something. Click. Like Netflix. Like, oh shit. Okay. Yeah. Totally. Cause random shit just runs through my head. Yeah. Netflix. And Netflix means something right now, because we found a new show.
Yes.
We found a new show for Netflix. And anybody, if you have kids and you haven't seen Dino Trucks yet,
oh hell, if you don't have kids.
If you don't have kids, I'm totally gonna call you out on this shit. When you were sitting there at the damn doctor's office the other day, and the mom puts the Netflix on for her son.
She threatened to put on the show for her son, and I got worried that she was going to put on an episode I hadn't seen yet, and that's not okay. So, for those of you wondering what we're actually talking about, there's a show on Netflix, and yes, it's on the children's profiles for Netflix. It's called Dino Trucks. And it's probably the most adorable thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
But by adorable, it's not like, you know, cute, cuddly puppies and kittens adorable. It's not puppy bowl adorable. It's like, it's awesome, kind of badass, you know.
Yeah.
It's dinosaur construction equipment done in a really not stupid way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, just think. It's dinosaur construction equipment. This just screams fucking stupid. But they do it really well. And yeah, the names of the characters are really cheap puns. But, you know, but they're awesome. And they're really well executed. And the way they're all kind of put together. T-Rex. He's a T-Rex. He's a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And he's got a wrecking ball for a tail. And it's weird. And the other Tyrux.
That's me. Yeah,
Tyrux is the main red guy character here. And he has a friend who is a Reptool, which are like these lizard chameleon things with like friggin' drills and come friggin' power friggin' what the hell's
there's one that's a wrench, there's one that's like a power drill, one that's just like a screwdriver, a couple of them have tails that are air compressors. They're really cute little tools, and the way that they were constructed, you can tell by looking at them what tools they're supposed to be, what parts they have to them. And all the other trucks in this, because they're all, you know, besides the rep tools, they're all these big dino trucks.
Yeah.
And so you've got like a Stegarbosaurus, which is a garbage truck. You have the Cranosaur, who's a crane, and she's supposed to be like a Brachio or Brontosaurus. There's the
Dozer. Dozeratops.
He's a Dozeratops, and you know they're really cute and very very well
conceived,
very well done. There's only one season so far on Netflix, and I honestly can't wait for the next two and three seasons that they've talked about that they've already signed.
It's funny, and it's probably of all the cheesy names. Was it the bad guy dino trucks is Destrux, and he just looks like the bad guy. It's like, so why'd you have to make the bad guy the black truck? Because he's all
why's he gotta be black?
I mean, he's just kind of a dick. Everybody else is all cool. Hey, yeah, we can share, we can work together and be friends. And he's like, no, get the hell out of my crater, this is my territory, back the fuck up.
But our 3-year-old has really taken a liking to it, and I don't blame him, so have I.
Yeah, it's like we binge watched the entire, you know, brand new show, and we binge watched the entire season in like 2 days of a damn kids show.
Seriously, even if you don't have kids, watch the show.
Just watching is funny. It reminds me of somebody telling me, and I'm not willing to watch the show to find out, somebody telling me how the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic is this really dark, like, kind of, they say there's this badass show. These are grown adult men talking about My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, saying this is this badass show. Like, you're talking about My Little Pony like they're killing each other. Are they killing each other? If this is the shit that's going down, if this is like the Robot Chicken thing, the My Little Pony, Apocalypse Pony. Oh, if it's like that, when you've got the four My Little Ponies of the Apocalypse coming through, that's hilarious. I'd watch that show. Pestilence Pony comes flying through, you know, that'd be hilarious. But I don't think that's what they do.
Well, you have a sister who has daughters that are kind of in love with My Little Pony. You could probably ask her.
Yeah, probably.
Because we're not
going to
watch that.
Yeah, I'm not watching that. I think it's on Netflix, but I don't want to click on it and totally be taken by the story of It's This Badass Show. And then the next thing I know, I've got My Little Pony shit popping up on my Netflix feed.
This is true.
We've already got Monster High. I don't mind Monster High as much.
I don't like it. I think it's annoying.
It's funny. it's funny and punny and cheesy the way they piece monsters together. And oh, that the lead girl Frankie is the daughter of the Frankenstein monster and Bride of Frankenstein. Like, okay, fine. And they have shit where, like, oops, her hands fall off, or you know, her neck bolts. She gets angry and her neck bolts start shooting lightning. Shit like that. It's kind of funny.
I don't know. Not my cup of tea.
You don't drink tea.
This is true.
You don't drink coffee. You drink Dr. Pepper.
Well,
exclusively.
You know, I used to drink coffee.
No, you didn't. You drank Frappuccinos and that's not coffee.
No, I mean, I drank coffee when I was still doing theater. Because I had to stay up until 2 in the morning doing theater.
Yeah, I had to stay up until 2 in the morning doing theater.
I'd like to see you try.
I stay up until 2 in the morning just because that's my job.
Well,
every day. That's not even just we're doing a show, I have to stay up late. I have to stay up late every damn night because it's just my job. And then I got to come home to you guys still awake because somebody doesn't have his biological clock set yet.
days are nights and nights are days. And mommy's getting really sick of it.
Yeah. But
and really sick in general. Probably can't pick it up over the computer, but I'm very congested.
I'm sure they could pick it up, but without a, you know, not sick reference, air quotes, not sick point of reference. That's why you say air quotes. Oh. Do you hear, you know, you listen to Mac and Gatos, I'm doing air quotes right now. But, because, yeah, they don't have a point of reference for not sick. They just know what you sound like right now.
This is true. Although I will say being congested right now really sucks because I just made blueberry muffins and I want to be able to smell them. And I can't.
Yeah, they smell really good.
Thanks.
I can help you with them. They smell good.
Thanks.
Yeah. But the last batch was really good, so at this point, you know, we're not going to get to eat them till the morning anyway.
If we get to eat them, we have children.
Yeah, but there's six muffins and there's, you know, if you count Sam, there's six of us in the house. So theoretically, you know, and Bug doesn't need a whole muffin to himself.
Tell him that.
He needs the smaller ones. He ate the whole one. He's not going to need a whole one of those. These are a lot. Yeah, I know. He's kind of a bottomless pit.
So is Davey. I'm still hungry.
I'm still hungry. So.
Today he told us he was going to eat the couch.
No, I'm eating the couch. Like, present tense. I am currently eating the couch. I'm still hungry. I'm eating the couch. And this is Damien.
It's just kind of him.
Yeah, because...
just kind of got to go with it sometimes.
Yeah. And I keep saying, I need to have a damn tape recorder around, especially at home, for all the weird shit that just is said.
This morning when he laughed about somebody being eaten by a shark.
Yeah, that was... what were we talking about? Oh, no.
Got eaten by Spock.
Yeah, because one of the fish ate one of the other fish. And we made some reference to something in a big... Oh, you were talking about your other fish and how you had a... Like,
yeah, I had an algae sucker that actually ate our shark that lived in the same tank. And Damien took it as, oh, he got eaten by a shark. Ha 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 ha. I thought it was the most hilarious thing.
You know, sometimes you just have to, you know, I don't even know. Because, and it's our kids, so that's what really is concerning.
Yeah.
Like we made them that way.
We did. Oh, well. Hopefully some good will come out of it. Maybe when he gets into school, though, you know, morals and...
He got good morals. He's a good kid. He's a great little guy. He is, like, the sweetest, most loving little guy. You just have to watch out. Don't piss him off.
Well, and, you know, to be fair, I don't think other people realize that he's loving and sweet because him showing his love is coming up and biting you.
Who's that? There's that whole biting thing. But, you know, it's not that bad.
Yeah, well, tell that to his kindergarten teacher when he gets there.
Well, I'm sure we'll get him over the biting thing by kindergarten.
Maybe.
It's still a little while off.
Yeah. Earlier this week, didn't he shove a pretzel up his nose?
Yeah. Yeah. Was that Saturday? I think it was Saturday morning.
I don't know.
Saturday. It was like Saturday or Sunday morning, and he's sitting there with like a big pretzel stick and like the big like rod pretzels, and has like the last little nub and shoves the whole freaking thing up his nose. And I just see Ty, like I'm sitting there with tweezers trying to pull what I think is just a little piece of something out of his nose and pull like a freaking fingertip sized chunk of pretzel out of his nose. This is the fun there is of being a dad in this house.
Yeah, especially in this house.
Especially in this house. I mean, would you were the one. I never stuck shit up my nose when I was a kid.
I did.
Yeah, I know.
It was a rock.
Yeah.
I had three EMTs sit on me to get it out.
No.
I was his age.
I don't understand why it is that... I can get three EMTs because they just send a truck full of guys. Why did they have to sit on you?
Because I didn't want them to take it out.
Why?
Well, it was more of the, as a 3-year-old and terrified that they were going to shove something up my nose, which sounds counterintuitive because I had just shoved something up my nose.
Something up your nose, yeah.
But, yeah, so I kicked and screamed and did my best to make sure they couldn't get to me, so one of them sat on my legs, literally sat on my neck, my legs. The other one stood over me, holding my arms down, while my dad held my head, and the third EMT got the tweezers and pulled the rock out.
How many grown men does it take to remove the rock from a 3-year-old's nose?
Yeah, pretty much.
It should be a joke somewhere, really.
They gave me a blown-up glove after it.
Yeah, what the hell else? Like, here, look, it's a turkey. It's me, Mario.
Yeah. I was really hopeful that none of the kids would pick up my bad habits, but
nope. No such luck.
No such luck.
Yeah. But, you know, it's not all bad. I mean, he lives up to being called Monster.
Very much so.
Absolutely lives up to being called Monster. But he's probably the sweetest of all of them. Of the four of them, he is the one that is always the most loving and wants to come up and cuddle and gets so upset if he doesn't get to say goodbye give you 5 times and hugs and kisses all around and cannot go to bed without saying goodnight to everybody.
Including the dogs.
You know, he's the sweetest, most loving one of the bunch. He just happens to be kind of borderline psychotic.
Yeah. Seriously, I fear for his teachers.
Yeah. I don't fear for his teachers as much as maybe, you know, adulthood.
That too.
It's like, school is structured. Get out of school. Shit. Structure's gone. But, no, he'll be fine. I think he'll be fine. He's 3. He'll be over it. Hopefully.
Okay, so when he's 17 and he's still like this, I'm going to play this episode back for you, and I'm going to tell you, no, see, he'll be fine.
I'm sure he'll be okay by then.
Oh, we'll see when we get there.
Yeah, that's a long way off. We'll have to figure out. Because as usual, this is the middle of the night. yeah, we'll have to figure out what happens with Sam, though. I think the mystery meat in the room. I don't know. That was just what popped in my head.
We just called our 3-week-old mystery meat.
Sorry.
I'm a little disturbed by that.
And it's recorded for posterity.
Right.
But I think figuring out his personality is going to be fun.
Yeah. I know, I've been telling everybody that I'm so excited to have 4 boys, and each one of them has such a different personality. And it's been hilarious and amazing to see everybody's individuality and their own personality and them figuring it out and owning it and in some cases terrifying the ever-living crap out of us. But, you know, once again, they're our kids and that's what they do.
Yeah. But it's fun that they're so different.
Speaking of terrifying the ever-living crap out of people.
Oh, yeah.
I am pretty excited. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited that Fry's has their Halloween stuff out. I'm really looking forward to adding on to our glassware collection.
Yeah. I just wish those ones we saw today weren't so damn expensive.
They were expensive, but they're pretty.
So considering that all the rest of the glasses we got were like $1 a piece, maybe $1.50 a piece, and that these are like $4 a piece.
But they're pretty. They have bats. I like bats.
Yeah, I know. And I do like them. They're nice and they're pretty, and I think will be a nice addition to the collection and more ability to get rid of all the other non-Halloween glasses at this point. We don't use the rest of them anyway.
We don't. I really like my spider goblets.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
Are the goblets spiders? Or I thought the goblets were skulls.
Maybe they're skulls. I don't know. My goblets are pretty.
Yeah. They're pretty. The new ones are nice, too.
We need to find if there's a spirit store near us.
Not yet. I know, last year they weren't anywhere nearby.
No, because there weren't any big...
empty buildings. There's no empty buildings nearby for us to open a spirit store. It's only been 5 years of right up the street, and now it's like, oh, we got to drive 30 minutes to get to the spirit store.
Yeah, but, you know, most people see this time of year as, oh, I need to go shopping for decorations that are only going to be up for about a week. We see this time of year as decorating our house with everyday items.
Yeah. We got some good stuff at Ross last year, though.
Yeah, I did. The Sugar Skull stuff.
The Sugar Skull stuff, the lantern, the big cat.
Yeah, the light-up cat statue.
Yeah. So we got some good stuff last year that wasn't at the spirit store. What was that?
Sorry, that was Sam. Oh, I hope those don't pick up on the recording. He's filling his diaper up for you, dear.
Oh, thanks.
Yep.
It's like something sounded like a gurgling dragon over there. What the hell was that?
No, that's your son filling up his diaper.
Mm. Yeah. I'm home, so I've got to handle that.
Yay, you're home.
But, oh, shit. Because it's that whole don't know what to talk about. That's why I have a little book full of notes of shit to talk about. What the fuck is up with this fucking Cheerios plus ancient grains shit?
Yeah. Ancient grains. How ancient are we talking? Like, did the FDA regulate them? Did they find them on some dig somewhere? Like, what classifies a grain as ancient?
Yeah, I gotta pull up the picture here and go over what it says on the box, because I just had to stop and take a picture of this shit on the damn, where is it? Damn, pictures. Here we go. Pictures. Where is my little pictures?
I've got it here.
You've got it there, because I don't have it. I'm missing crap on my phone here. What is it? Let's see. Cheerios plus ancient grains. 17 grams of whole grain, oats and quinoa, Kemet
wheat. That would be quinoa.
Quinoa. Bullshit. Quinoa.
Quinoa. It's like
quinoa.
Birdie. It's like birdie in Texas.
And Texas does not pronounce shit.
It's quinoa.
Bear County has an X in it. Fuck that shit. It's stupid. Anyway, oats and quinoa, Kamut wheat, and I dare you to tell me if you know how to pronounce that shit. Kamut, all caps.
I'd call it
Kamut wheat and spelt. It kind of looks like the spelt kind of looks like the sugar smack, the puffed oat. Whatever the crap sugar smacks are made of, it kind of looks like that without the frosting or the glaze. Whatever
sugar smacks, the ones with the weird frog on it?
Yeah, that's the one with the frog on it.
Okay.
It kind of looks like that. But there's a Kamut wheat and spelt, and you put this in your Cheerios. Cheerios are fucking fine. Why the hell do they keep messing with the Cheerios?
So you said Cheerios taste like cardboard.
Fine. Honey Nut Cheerios are like the shit. That is the most awesome of your standard cereals ever.
Yes.
You're not getting into your crazy shit with that, but that's your, who doesn't like Honey Nut Cheerios? Unless you got some weird fucking allergy or you're stupid, you know, everybody loves Honey Nut Cheerios. Kids, adults, dogs, I don't care.
I don't think dogs should, well, I mean, our dogs probably do.
Yeah. Kids
throw Cheerios on the ground all the time.
Except the kids aren't getting the Honey Nut Cheerios. They're getting the plain boring Cheerios.
Yeah, the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Well, no, they're getting the multi-grain Cheerios, and the multi-grain Cheerios are still good. They don't taste as much. They're not as cardboardy as plain old regular Cheerios.
If you say so.
They're slightly frosted, so you don't need to put half as much sugar on the multi-grain Cheerios, which I think is funny that regular Cheerios are just straight oats, but the multi-grain, air quotes, multi-grain Cheerios are the ones that are frosted. Like, aren't you supposed to be the healthier version of Cheerios? Like, we're adding extra healthy to it, so just to counterbalance that, here's a big old hunk of sugar.
Gotta give it some sort of depth.
It's like, was it Cracklin' Oat Bran? Delicious. Totally full of friggin' oat bran. And it's crackling. But it's also, I don't have a time limit. when I'm recording like this, I don't have a time limit. I can go on however the hell long I want to. It's awesome. Okay. If I'm using, and for those of you, she's pointing to the little time tracker here on here, and for all of the shows that I would do straight off my phone, all the live streaming shows, I'm limited to 30 minutes. It literally cuts off my show at 31 minutes. It basically gives me time to say hi and bye inside that 30-minute frame. And I didn't know that. I knew that it was 30 minutes to a live broadcast, but even if I'm pre-recording a show, because of the type of account, it would actually cut me off, and that screwed up. That was one of the reasons why episode 3 was recorded so many times, because I put it out there, and I start talking, and I go, I'm like, well, I'm pre-recording the show, so it's not a big deal. I'm not limited to that time frame, and I hit 31 minutes and like 30 seconds, and it just pops up to review. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not done. It's like, I still got plenty of material. I'm on a roll. What the fuck? It's like, damn it. And now I got to go back and erase all the damn links saying I got a new show up because it didn't fucking finish.
I didn't know you ever had that problem.
Sorry. Yes, yeah, I'm married. I'm a pervert. But I wasn't able to finish recording that episode, and so it screwed me up. And yeah, have to choose words carefully, very, 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 very carefully around you.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I'm a 12-year-old boy. Oh well.
Yeah. No, you're not. I dare you to find a 12-year-old boy built like that.
All right. Sometimes I have the mind of a 12-year-old boy.
Better. You don't like playing with, like, toy trucks or anything.
Okay.
You're not picking up a Hot Wheels anytime soon. Okay. Awkward silence. But yeah, fucking Cheerios. You shouldn't do that. Unless you're very poorly equipped. You shouldn't do that to Cheerios.
I don't think you can. They're really tiny.
I rolled with it, and it's like, you know what? It's just what it is. You string profanity together, and sometimes you come up with some weird sayings. But yeah, we were talking about Cheerios.
We were. I think that's over now.
I think we're done talking about Cheerios and other cereals. No, I was talking about Cracklin' O'Bran. Yeah,
adult cereal.
It's an adult cereal.
Like corn flakes.
We had this discussion about adult cereals. What the hell was it we were talking about different adult cereals besides the Ancient Grains Cheerios?
I don't know. It came up somehow.
We went from Cheerios with Ancient Grains to Porn Flakes.
It's an adult cereal.
Yeah.
Rated R.
Yeah. Don't get the frosted ones.
Oh.
Oh, that's new.
That was a bad image.
No, Tony's a good
gray. No.
The frosted porn flakes. No.
No.
You just don't want that image of Tony the Tiger in your head, do
you? I really don't.
That's not milk in the bowl.
Oh, jeez. Moving on.
You're the one who said porn flakes.
Yes, I know.
I'm just taking this to its utmost disgusting conclusion.
All right, well, let's conclude it.
We are. That's what the whole thing with the frosted porn flakes was. Okay. So, yeah, moving on from perverted cereals and stuff that apparently got pulled out of a mummy's tomb.
Ancient grains.
Yeah, the ancient grains.
Sorry. I'm paying attention.
Right. To what?
I don't know.
You're paying attention to the pacifier in your hand.
Well, he didn't want it.
Well, then why do you play with it? You're a little old for that.
It's not like I can play with anything else right now.
Get professional. What else do we have in my little,
hall?
My great big book of everything. Because, can't talk about that. Oh, yeah. So, because, this is all about you, and so we're going to talk about me. Because, just about everybody who listens follows me on Twitter and Facebook and pretty much gets everything through the Twitter and the Facebook account. So you've probably seen that I've been posting up stuff that I've got a new blog and I've got a new webpage set up on WordPress. And I've been tweaking with that because it takes a lot more time to sit here. To a degree, it takes a lot more time to sit and just stay put and record a show versus kind of I can sit there and tinker on a page for a couple of minutes and go break breakfast and tinker on a page and go do something else. So it's easier to tinker or to have downtime at work and sit there and tinker and do web page work stuff on my phone with downtime at work or something. But I've got the new webpage pretty much up, and I've had the actual like blog stuff and the stuff like the Damienisms, which I started, like, I put like one good one up on Twitter a month ago, and I haven't been following up on putting up all of the weird shit that the boys say. But now I have a blog, and I can have a blog that's going to put all, I'm going to put all that shit up there and have a nice little column for Damienisms and go just for the weird Damienism shit. And because that'll be fun. I think it'll be easier to blog the weird shit that the boys say than remember to go to Twitter, go to Facebook, clicky, 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 since everything on the blog is linked back and automatically sends to Facebook and Twitter for me and saves me the hassle.
Except I think that you're going to be blogging most of your day trying to keep up with the weird shit.
I really need, I could sit there and just turn on the voice recorder on my phone and just sit there and record shit as it happens. It's like, I'm just going to have, we need to just wire the whole house for sound.
That would be creepy.
Wire that, be like Prince and wire the whole house for sound and just get up in the morning and click the little microphone on and it's like, oh, just got to go back over the minutes from today before I go to bed. Any weird, it's like, oh, did anything weird happen today? Okay.
So what style of weird are you referring to? Because I know there are some fucking sounds in this house that I don't want to know what they came from. I choose to ignore that shit because it's our house and I know better.
Yeah, there's that. But, okay, did the boys do anything unusual today? And, I was like, do you happen to have a time code for that? But
at about 0500...
What the fuck are they doing at 5 in the morning?
Seriously? You don't hear them get up that early?
Yeah. I don't want to know what they're doing at 5 in the morning. No, I know what they're doing. They're getting on the Xbox and they're downloading fucking Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, they do that.
But besides the blog stuff, and the blog stuff is coming together, and that blog is at odddadout.wordpress.com. I've already changed the formatting of the page. It looks nicer now. Mostly got it all together, and it's all the back episodes, so you don't necessarily have to dig through to the and find the speaker profile to view all the back episodes. They'll all be there, at least as long as there's an active link and they're still available. They'll be there. And I need to get back on to making sure all of these, and get the show back up and running onto iTunes. And I know I can post them up onto YouTube, and I want to get that going. Lots of distribution channels that I want to get worked out. And it's like all stuff that's available to me through the servers and through everything, I just need to get on there and click the right things and sign up the right stuff to get it going without getting yelled at.
Good luck with that.
See, iTunes, YouTube, and I think this, because this is episode 4, this is by numbers episode 4, but it's really the 5th episode, which technically qualifies me to go up on to try and submit to iHeartRadio now. So that'd be great if I could get on iHeartRadio, just as a crazy bastard talking about whatever the hell I talked about today on iHeartRadio. It's technically a talk show. Yeah.
Yeah, you talk.
I talk.
And it's a show.
I'm talking, it's a show, it's a talk show. There's no music involved other than that little bit. Which, you know. And I didn't reference the new theme song stuff that I worked so meticulously to edit and adjust and, you know, with assistance from Charlie. And I can't remember where I found the song. I remember it was free and I don't have to pay for the license as long as I make notes for the new song, the new intro music. It's called Big Rock. It's from this guy, Kevin McLeod. He basically just sits there and makes little, like, it's all instrumental music stuff, and it's all that's a common Creative Commons, and I was like, okay, I'm digging through Creative Commons pages like crazy for weeks since before I even started doing any actual work on the show. I was digging for theme music and trying to record myself and realized I can't record to the computers with the equipment I've got for crap. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to download something. But I found this, you know, groovy little guitar song here, and I like it. It makes nice, you know, lead in for my show, and it's not overwhelming. There was some stuff that was just too heavy or too poppy or too what the hell is that? Not me. And so.
Yeah, I like the new intro, especially I like the Charlie.
Yeah.
Lead in. I think that's pretty cute.
It only took, you know, like 20 minutes of him sitting there repeating this line and repeating this line. It's like he was trying to act it. It was like, all you have to do is say, hey, Dad, it's time for the show. Like, hey, Dad, it's time for the show.
Oh, boy, he went William Shatner on it.
He was, or, it's time for the show. And he would over-enunciate. He's like, you're six. Why are you trying to act this intro out? Come on, you just have to just like. It's like, pretend I'm down the hall and you have to call me. I'm like, what? Just pretend I'm down the hall. Just call me down the hall. That's all you have to do. But, yeah. It took a lot of tries, but we got it. And that was fun. And now I've got a cool new intro for my show. And I've got a book of different topics here so I can actually record more material and get shows back up and running on a regular schedule. Because it's been 3 weeks. But, you know, to be fair, it was a week of, you know, waiting for Sam to come home and then getting settled in and me back to work. And so it's been a tricky couple of weeks, but,
you know. Not to mention the many side effects of maternal sleep deprivation.
Well, there's that. But, you know. We're not, I don't think we can devote an entire show to that subject. There's probably other shows.
There's not much in the topic other than it turns you into a psychotic zombie. Sam says hi.
I'm contemplating going on to a 2-week format. I'm going to like doing a longer show every 2 weeks. I don't know. It'd make it easier to get a whole show together and not feel like I'm rushing, and maybe just do an hour every 2 weeks. I don't know. I'm sure once Sam gets kind of settled in a little bit, it'll be easier for me to be doing the regular weekly shows. And then there's still the whole, you know, guerrilla style live show, and I just had an idea. I'm going to push record, and I'm probably going to be driving, and suddenly the Odd Dad Out is going to be Odd Dad Outside somewhere.
Sounds like a sports or...
Yeah, kind of.
Like an outdoors segment on a talk show.
Get outdoors show.
Right, yeah, the now. Get outdoors show.
But,
and today we're going to be talking about fishing lures.
Yep. Mm-hmm. but... I don't know, I think that'd probably work out a little bit better just being able to have a longer show. Do longer show, longer stretch. But at the moment, it looks like we're going to get ourselves cut off by a little moose here.
Yeah. He's hungry. And he says, Daddy, it's about time you change that diaper that I made dirty for you.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's been fun getting to talk to somebody besides myself, and just the randomness that is just us sitting there talking. It's like we had a list of topics, kind of. But again, I still, this is like the Seinfeld of podcast, because it's a show about nothing and you can just go on about whatever the hell for whatever reason. So it's fun. See, that's why I like doing it, because it's fun.
Glad to have been a guest on the show.
I'm sure you'll be back multiple times later.
Okay.
But, well, you're my sports person, because I know jack shit about sports and you at least know football. So this is all I have to go by.
Here's what I know about football. What I know about football is that I've got an app on my phone that tells me the scores.
You were raised in Texas. You know football. You know how to follow football. I don't.
There's that.
I don't know jack shit about football. What I know from football comes from 13 or like 10 years running a Wingstop. It's like I know how to follow the bracket till the Super Bowl and then cursing every son of a bitch that walks in the door on Super Bowl Sunday. That's what I know about football. Like, I've watched like 2 Super Bowls in the last 15 years. You realize that?
Seriously?
Yeah. I'm working at Wingstop. I didn't watch the game.
This is true.
It's like I was selling wings to every asshole that came in because it's Super Bowl Sunday. I'm like, no.
Yeah. And leaving your poor football-crazed wife at home to deal with children while football game is on, and they don't really want to watch it, but mommy
does. Yes, they do.
Not really.
Because of you, they like watching football.
They do, and they appreciate it for what it is, but if it's not the Cardinals or the Raiders, they really don't care.
Well, yeah, but you don't care either.
Well, I mean, I at least pick a team.
Yeah, you'll just watch. You'll just watch football because it's football.
Exactly.
It's that native Texan thing. You'll just watch football for football's sake. But, yeah, not me.
Hey, speaking of, August 30th, looks like Cardinals are playing the Raiders.
Cardinals-Raiders this Sunday.
Yep.
We're probably going to be having to work. We're going to be doing the play-by-play of the special sports show. This is our special football episode of the Odd Dad Out podcast because the Cardinals are playing the Raiders in the preseason.
Yep. Granted, it is only preseason, and preseason doesn't ever tell much, but...
Yeah, but still. Especially for the Cardinals and the Raiders, who are the two most, like, underrated teams in the NFL, probably. Most teams that everybody says suck, legitimately suck, but especially last season, the Raiders and the Cardinals really surprised everybody.
Yeah, so. they did pretty good last season. It'll be interesting to see how they do this season with all the changes that they've had.
Yeah, we'll see. So we'll probably end up having a special... It's a Sunday sports edition of the Odd Dad Out podcast.
Go Raiders.
Go. In the meantime, I guess we're going to wrap it up tonight and just remind you, follow me on Facebook.com, Odd Dad Out, Twitter at Odd Dad Out. Email me. You can email me because, you know, who the hell emails anymore? But you can email me if you feel like you don't like Facebook or Twitter because, how the hell do you find my show? But if you don't like Facebook or Twitter, odddadout@gmail.com. And now odddadout.wordpress.com and just find me. Find me. Find me. I'm sure I'm in the big googly bear up there, too, somewhere. But
it's the Where's Waldo of podcasting.
It's the Where's Waldo of podcasting. I'm going to give you some hints. But until next week, thank you very much and have a good night.